It's going to be a pretty lighthearted episode.
Yeah.
Infrastructure disasters. Talking about lives are just numbers.
Just laying out the data.
Right? Just like old Stalin said, you're just a statistic.
Listen to Mathematics by Mos Def. You feel at home.
I will.
Why, you don't like Mos Def?
He don't know Mos Def.
I won't feel at home.
Oh.
I'm not black.
Yeah, he don't know math.
Well, he teaches you the mathematics in the song.
Just gotta listen.
All right. Anyway, in this episode of the Red Eye Report, we discuss bridges and shit. We get too high to comprehend a shared reality, and as usual, we provide wholesome, family-friendly, safe spaces to fuck hookers. With me this week is the all-seeing Oracle. Oracle once fucked a Tijuana hooker so hard, her loft collapsed. She was killed instantly, and it's still the best orgasm he's ever had.
Jesus.
On the record.
Next to him, we've also got a soot-covered ashtray. Ashtray built his own MyLight infrastructure, in case you didn't know. Too bad it won't last the inevitable psychotic break by either him, his girl, or his neighbor. We've also got a fluffy teddy bear. Teddy's black.
And
that's all.
Insured.
Last and least, I'm the Mystic. I once farted so loud it rattled apart a covered bridge in rural Clark County, Wisconsin. And that is the Red Eye Report. I'm sorry, this is the Red Eye Report, not that.
So wait, all I get is that I'm black? That's my only...
Yeah, right? I was kind of like, man.
I know it's not February anymore, but I feel kind of cheated.
I said that's all.
I know, but that's it, though, right?
Right, and Teddy's also like, you've done that before, motherfucker.
I have not. In fact, I didn't even know he was black until like last week.
Right. That's because we all thought you were deaf, blind, and dumb. But,
I don't see color. Remember that fucking shit?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. I remember I had family on the wife's side. They're... when this was like a big thing or whatever, and their kids, they were in school or whatever, and they're like, oh, they teach them, they don't see color. It's like, what the fuck kind of world?
They don't see color, but their parents sure seem to see something.
Yeah, right.
There was only four black people at your wedding, me, my wife, and two black chicks.
Well, yeah, that's right. I had to hit the quota, dude.
Yeah, right?
That's like four more than I had.
Eastern State wedding.
And the rest were all just white. Basic whites. Just basic whites. So this, you guys heard about that whole fucking Baltimore
pause
thing.
For the pause.
Oh yeah.
Right. Don't forget, dang.
I got a special bowl for the pause for Cause Day. Check this shit out.
Oh shit, a special bowl.
Oh nice.
Doggy bowl. Oh,
I'm a fucking nerd.
You are. Is that new?
This is from a trip me and my wife took like 3 years ago. I got this little wooden safe sheet as a puzzle that you put together. And in that safe, it was locked forever. In the safe, I found a fucking ounce, and I found a fucking...
Oh, hell yeah, man.
For a while, I was like, holy shit. I went to put something
in
there.
An ounce, huh? Nice.
And I was like, holy shit, I forgot to put that in there. That's why my liver was so... I was like, weird.
Right. That's why I like buying drugs faster than you use them.
Ashtray, like, oh. Shut up. Jesus Christ. We're not even... Just move on.
All right, whatever that pet's name was.
It's the nameless... It's the no-name pet. Time,
but, I mean, whatever, man. All right. You guys know that...
You must love
the
me.
The bridge, right? The bridge in Baltimore. The collapse, obviously, the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Yeah, I should probably pull that video up, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got to see it again. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
You don't have to see it again. It's not necessary. We just have to...
Oh, we need to see it.
Yeah, right? Come on, Teddy. What kind of weakling are you? This is America. Infrastructure,
kind of weakling that
disasters.
People,
we got to see it again.
Die. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, they weren't very close up on the camera.
You don't see anybody.
Yeah,
die.
You don't see anybody die.
You see cars fall into the fucking...
You
river.
See
fucking...
blinking lights that you know are cars, and you have to suspend reality to be like, wow, that looks like a movie.
You don't have to suspend reality, you psychopath.
Oh, psychopath. That's every other American who watches the news every
cars.
Day.
Weren't they construction workers?
Well, the people who died, most of them, yeah, were construction workers.
I think the people that most died of them were. Actually,
there was, I think I heard.
I thought there were cars.
Pickup
I thought there
truck
were cars
where there
the
was
Lord.
Two people inside, but.
I do remember that they stopped because the construction workers saw the ships going to hit the shit, so they stopped.
Anyways, we shouldn't let their poor lives not let us make light of this entire situation. Jesus. God bless them.
So anyway.
Yeah, thank you.
Whatever the reason, I wanted to do an overview of the crumbling infrastructure, specifically in America. So the most recent one, do you guys remember that I-95 overpass collapse in Philly last year, last June?
I do not know.
Fucking semi, like, caught on fire.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And it, like, fucking got...
Was that underneath an overpass, and the overpass then kind of melted?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that happened in Tennessee. Yeah. Something like that happened in Tennessee. But yeah, keep going.
Yeah, this was in Philly.
Okay, cool, whatever.
Whatever, Philly, fuck Philly.
So it got the girders of 25. It got the girders of the bridge up to 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit and basically just collapsed the whole fucking thing, which that's fun. You guys remember a few years ago the Champlain Towers?
Was that down in Florida?
Florida?
Yeah, it collapsed. Yeah, I remember that shit. Yeah, in Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is one of those things where I wondered, like, how do you describe infrastructure? Is it just more, is it engineering disaster or, because that was the condo one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But I guess, yeah, engineering. Like, it's just poor thought out shit. Like the bridge should have been able to fucking withstand. Like, they should have thought of that when they were building these things. You know what I'm saying?
Motherfucker, how big these things are now.
But, like, and obviously somebody just fucked up with the condo.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. Or, like, they weren't fixing their shit, and there was some design flaws. But also, that made me, actually, when you mentioned that, though, I just thought, like, where do we draw the line between, like... It's just an engineering disaster or like the infrastructure disaster, like that bridge, because it's like a public thing. That's where I consider infrastructure disaster.
But that's but it all, even the frame of that condo is infrastructure. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. That's just changing the definition of infrastructure from what I'm saying. But
OK, what's
anyways,
look up that actual definition of infrastructure.
That is the structure of the building. I'm talking infrastructure more on a broader sense of like civilian infrastructure, like this train derailment, you know, like it's a public thing. And maybe this is just where we're getting down into the nuance of definition, but.
Okay, so can I just move on or are we going to argue about semantics?
Not till you agree I'm right.
Jesus.
Well, that's
number three, metro collapse, Mexico City, Mexico. I don't even remember this.
I agree. That's honest. Infrastructure.
I don't give a fuck if you agree or not. So I appreciate that. So it basically just couldn't hold the weight of the train. Like, how do you fuck that up?
Right. That's pretty fucked up. I mean, nothing happened. I mean, like, nothing hit it. It just fucking collapsed.
It's just fucking stemmed from one crucial oversight, the failure to remove the protective ceramic rings encircling the studs.
Wow.
So the studs, I saw this on another thing I was watching with this fucking mega infrastructures thing. They had this bridge in fucking Germany, I think it was, or Austria.
No, somebody watched it was, the Discovery Channel.
It was basically the same thing where the fucking, the ceramic pieces around the studs moved so much that it basically, it rattled the studs loose. And the whole fucking thing, like, frame collapsed.
And often those prefab studs, it's like where those bolts come out, like you see on a light pole.
Mm-hmm.
They have those, like, they're basically little safety washers, like the ceramic washers. Like, maybe someone forgot to take those off before they fully bolted it down.
Yeah.
So it didn't, like, you didn't have the structural integrity that it should have because some dumbass didn't take those safety things off.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, that, I don't remember this one either. The Jinjia Express Hotel in Guangzhou, China?
Yeah, I don't remember that either. That looks pretty bad.
What year was that?
Yeah. 2020.
Oh, we were all dealing with pandemic.
That's true. We were
True. Yeah,
China probably said that it was some some animal, live animal flea market down at the base of that hotel that made it fall.
Right. So prior to the collapse, basically, of this hotel, they added three floors to the hotel illegally.
Damn.
I didn't hide adding three floors to the hotel.
They were directly responsible for killing 29 people and 40 and maiming or injuring 40 more.
Wow.
Jesus.
Illegal welding reinforcement project.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. But I have seen some shit about the Chinese infrastructure, how the plaster just crumbles because they're building so much shit with such cheap materials.
Well, they built all those cities that they didn't have anybody to fill them with. So, of course, they build a lot of them on the cheap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, Ashtray, the next thing I have here is actually engineering disasters. Oh. Is that cool with you?
Now I will allow.
Does he agree?
We can talk about that condo now.
Still, but there are still bridges in here. So what are we talking about here?
All right. Well, we'll split the hairs when we come to them there, Mystic.
Good God. All right.
Mystic, why are you negotiating with terrorists?
You know
what? Why the fuck are you negotiating with terrorists?
Rhetorical terrorists.
Before we even do that one, we're going to go through a little bit of history all the way back to, good God, when was this? 27 CE. What's CE mean?
Common Era.
That's Common Era. That's right. And then BCE is before Common Era. That's just dumb.
That's just dumb.
That's so taking the Jesus out of the naming convention.
Right.
That's right. Because he has place in time.
20,000 people died in the Fidenae Amphitheater in Rome in 27 CE.
20,000?
Is CE supposed to be the same as AD now?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, CE is AD, yeah.
Okay,
so it was an amphitheater. It was cheaply constructed with wood, and they thought they could get 50,000 people into it to watch.
It sounds like a slumlord who built like one of those shitty back patios down Mifflin Street.
Yeah. So this whole list is in order of how many people it killed, by the way. So, and some of them I don't agree with at all. So that's what we'll get to that though. So number two killed 4,000 people. It was in Porto, Portugal in 1809. It was a bridge. But it was uniquely built by connecting wooden boats together, which collapsed under the weight of thousands of people escaping Portugal when the French attacked. So basically, it wasn't a bridge. It was just makeshift fucking
right,
boat.
Like, get the fuck out of here.
I've been to Porto.
All right. Number three is the World Trade Center. In 2001, when the Twin Towers got hit.
Never forget.
That's not a structural, they didn't fucking fall because they were just shittily built. They fucking fell because they got hit by fucking flame balls of fucking
extraordinary circumstances.
Right. So I don't know that I agree. It killed 3,000 people, which, obviously sucks, but I don't the fucking engineer. I don't know if that's
steered where we are today.
You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy, though. That first one, 20,000.
Why did you add this to the list?
This is just a list of some fucking.
I'm sorry. I thought it was curated by you and your.
And fucking curate shit.
That's great. 20,000 people in 28 CE or whatever. That's a good chunk of the population of the world at that time, isn't it?
Or at least that city.
Right?
It was Rome, dude. Rome probably had quite a few.
Yeah, they probably
had a lot of people.
That's
sure.
a lot
but
of
nonetheless,
fucking
though,
people.
20,000 people
shit.
To die at once in Rome.
When you got 50,000 people in the stadium and it collapsed.
They just all fell on each other with broken wood and beams and fucking nasty old rusty nails.
Wouldn't it be crazy to go back in time and just witness these things?
Right? Until you get hungry. They know fucking McDonald's.
Till you get hungry and there's no goddamn
I ain't got no money.
Anyway, number four, 2,209 people. South Fork Dam. I've never heard of this before. Johnstown, Pennsylvania in 1889. So basically days of heavy rain made this dam fail catastrophically and it released 20 million tons of water.
Jesus.
Killing 2,209 people.
Ooh. Wow.
Damn. That's crazy. Right? All right. Number five, 1963. It's the Vajont Dam in Italy. Killed 2,000 people. So basically this was just a fucking, the government dismissed reports that part of the basin was unstable. A landslide caused a mega tsunami in the lake and sent a wave of 13 billion gallons of water over the top of the dam.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. And it killed 2,000 people.
13 million gallons.
13 I don't even know what to compare billion. That against, to be honest. Billion gallons. Oh yeah. Well, compare that with a million. It's a lot more.
So, number six, the Eitai Bridge in Tokyo in 1807 killed 1,400 people. It was due to a dispute between people who lived on either side of it. Nobody took care of the bridge. So they had a festival and they were move it across it to go to a festival or something, and thousands of people were on it.
That's a lot of people to be on a bridge at one time. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Let's load this motherfucker up.
Right?
This rickety ass thing.
So, Rana Plaza in 2013, I think I remember this. It was in Bangladesh. It killed 1,100 people. 1,134. The owners again ignored warnings about cracks that had appeared in the building and ordered their employees to return to work the next day. The building collapsed during the morning rush. So I assume it was a restaurant. Anyway, Circus
could Max. Be. I don't know.
Again in Rome with the fucking. This killed 1,112. So not. Quite 20,000 people.
Yeah.
And Circus Maximus was the one with the fucking chariot race.
Yeah, the chariot races. Yeah. It was like a football field with an oval in the middle.
Yeah.
Ben Hur.
The upper tier of one of the fucking of the stadium collapsed because there was just too many people in it. And that was 140 CE. They were just doing some shit back then. They were just like fucking willy nilly.
Well, that's right? The thing. Is that the engineering scrutiny and standards that we have today were all built upon the dead bodies that we killed by fucking up.
Yeah, I agree with that. Sure, that one. They, you know, it's wood strong, stone strong. You can hold people. So if you make it.
Right. Or it's like, you know what? We didn't have enough cantilevers in that design.
Well, you know, and also their stone stuff held up pretty fucking well. It's still around.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Maybe the carpenters weren't up to snuff. Or
it's the state of the time, and it's like, well, you're using the best you think so until you have some big fuck up that's like, well, that wasn't good enough.
Whoops.
All right. Well, in 500 people apparently in 95, I don't remember this at all, 1995 in Seoul, South Korea, Sampoong department store.
Ooh, is there video?
No, but there's this picture.
Photos?
That doesn't look too hot.
Doesn't look too hot?
Well, it just looks like that fucking condo in Florida where just fucking...
Just a sandwich. Oh, did the whole thing collapse sort of a deal?
Yeah. So basically they converted the building from residential to a department store and multiple support columns were just removed.
Oh, wow.
Nobody thought that was so smart.
Why would you remove support columns?
This led to cracking, and then the AC units basically just fell straight through the fucking floor and collapsed part of the building.
Because they didn't know that heavy shit was on the roof. Awesome. Cool. Way to go.
Good thinking,
fellas.
There's a reason the supports were there. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
But if we take them out, we can have a bigger section for women's clothing.
That's true. More brassieres.
More brassieres.
So, yeah, all of the rest of the, I don't know. We don't have to keep going.
Do they have on that list that one? I want to say it was like in Iowa or something, where it was like a hotel that had these like multiple sky walkways, and they had some big charitable event where they're like, "Oh, we didn't think we'd have 250 motherfuckers on this like suspended walkway,
yeah,
across the open hotel." And
yeah,
and
I remember that. Yeah.
They shifted some shit in the bolts, and like both of them just pancaked.
Ooh.
Where was this at?
It was at some hotel. It was a party they had. It was,
it was like a fancy hotel walkways. Where they had the kind of open, like, you know, where you can see up all the levels.
And they
and then across those levels, they had some walkways. Some
walkways that were not secure and able to handle the weight that people were putting on those, and it collapsed.
And they had a charitable event, so there was a lot of people, like, just hanging out down there.
Yeah. When was this? Do you remember?
No.
70s, I think. Something like that. 70s or 80s.
It was like 70s or 80s. Yeah.
Because well, I remember it was 93. That was a hotel. It said the hotel collapsed in just seconds following the gradual deformation and weakening of the support columns. When one failed, the rest quickly did as well.
Well, the hotel didn't fail in this one. Yeah, it was just like two internal walkway bridges that pancaked with people dancing on all of them.
Oh, here it is. The Hyatt Regency Hotel in Kansas City.
Yep.
Okay,
the hotel had two walkways collapse under the weight of many people crashing to the floor. It was later found that a change in the design of the walkways hangers, the hanger rods, led to the collapse.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just something stupid that, like, instead of hanging it from one continuous piece, it was like two pieces that were cut and then overlapped.
Yeah. So, again, number 20 on this list is the Federal Building in 95 that got blown up by Timothy McVeigh.
Oklahoma?
Yeah.
That's not a fucking structural disaster. That's a wall.
No building was designed for a fucking Ryder truck bomb outside.
That nursery should have held up better, okay? My kids should survive. I feel bad about saying it. I'm sorry.
Okay, Alex Jones.
I'm sorry. I've been drinking.
One last one. Number 14. New London School. I thought this was fucked up. In New London, Texas in 1937, the school was heated with odorless natural gas, which leaked into a long crawl space underneath. A spark from turning on an electric appliance caused an explosion across the entire building, and the main wing collapsed, killing 300 people.
Damn. That's pretty fucked up.
The weight that'll do her.
Yeah.
I mean, shit.
Other ones, ones I didn't think of, these aren't necessarily infrastructure, like Ashtray said, but the Space Shuttle Challenger.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely an engineering.
Yeah, one. Every teacher had to turn their shit off real quick.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
It's alive, man. And then Columbia, too. I forgot about Columbia.
Mm-hmm. And they, like, didn't they kind of, like, not really tell them, like, hey, coming in, might not make it.
What about Columbia?
That one blew up on re-entry.
Oh, re-entry. Oh, okay. Okay.
They lost some, like, insulation foam or something. And
I thought you meant the country Columbia. Sorry.
Yes, uh-oh. The entire country. No, that was called the Cocaine War.
Well, I didn't know if it like so cocaine thing blew up and fucked up a building or something. I didn't know. I just heard
Columbia's infrastructure was fucked.
I just heard Columbia
wasn't already.
So there's also ships, which I didn't think of. There's obviously a ton of fucking structural, you know, engineering fuck ups in vessels.
Oh yeah.
So. Her early Liberty ships in World War II, apparently the hulls and the decks were notorious for cracking and shit. So during World War II, there were nearly 1,500 instances of significant brittle fractures.
Wow.
Three of the 2,700 Liberties built broke in half without warning.
Jeez.
Oh, in cold temperatures, the steel hulls cracked, resulting in later ships being constructed using more suitable steel.
Damn.
So, yeah. Just can you imagine this being out in a fucking battleship or some shit in World War II and it just fucking cracks in half?
especially when you think you're on the, what's the pinnacle of technology and shit. We're on a steel ship floating in the ocean and shit. Nothing can stop us. They shooting at us, it's bouncing off. Oh my god, cold weather, we dying. Holy shit!
Right. So, Steamboat Sultana in 1865, it exploded off the coast of Memphis, Tennessee. It was 11 kilometers north of Memphis in the Mississippi River. The explosion resulted in the loss of 1,547 lives.
Damn.
So the cause was believed to be the result of an incorrectly repaired boiler exploding, which led to the explosion of two of the other three boilers.
Hmm.
And then last, and certainly not least, we all remember Titan Submersible.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, last year, that's when all the guys who were crammed in that little fucking steel tube basically just got crushed to death instantly.
Did they ever find out what happened to that thing? Like,
yeah, they went down too deep. They went down too deep and fucking got crushed.
Yeah.
So it just,
well, yeah, like what they found out, the thing fucked up. That's what they found out.
My thing is, I'm a gamer. I've used Logitech stuff. It does not last long. It's not good. It disconnects. It fucks up. And if I'm a millionaire getting into your self-made sub, and you're controlling it with a PS PlayStation Logitech controller,
right, I'm getting the fuck out.
What? That's what they're.
It was part of the navigation.
Yeah, it was like a Logitech.
That isn't what killed them.
It's not what killed him, no. But that's what they kind of used. That's what the structural shit killed him. But
yeah.
But he was like controller. He was doing some shit with a PS2 Logitech controller.
With a fucking controller. Yeah.
Wow. I'm out, bro. I'm good. My African American.
Witness any structural collapses or anything?
Have I ever witnessed a structural collapse? No, I don't think so. Even like I'm trying to think of a controlled collapse, like a demolition, which would be cool to watch, but
I've seen
video.
It was called the Twin Towers.
Oh yeah, I did actually watch the second collapse live on TV.
Yeah,
I guess I did see the second one fall. I saw the second one get hit, and then that whole fall, but nothing live. Oh, I guess you could say the Rage Against the Machine concert at Alpine Valley when, like, the crowd ripped the entire fucking guardrail out of this concrete foundation and, like, raised it up. That was a structural fucking failure.
Well, I've seen wasn't there a soccer match, whatever, probably a few of them where people were overwhelming the rails and the stands and upper stands collapses and shit. Yeah, I remember hearing about that. So.
Oh, yes, there have been many of those. I've never seen one of those in person, though.
No, me neither.
Yeah, right.
It probably just never happens.
Never happened. Exactly. It was an AI story that we've all been taught.
These are all lies.
They're all lies.
Anyway,
it's the fluoride telling me what's real.
Moving out of the what's sexy section. Start off with Teddy, X-Men 97.
X-Men 97. If you remember the old X-Men cartoon back in the 90s, it was fucking awesome. Ended on a cliffhanger. Professor X died. And this picks up right after that. Like after his death, continue going, holy shit.
That good, huh?
Well, no, my computer just like popped some shit up.
Holy
shit. I've been trying to get some custom firmware shit to work on my Switch while I'm doing the show. And I did something with a drive that popped up. Anyway, but it's a cool continuation. The animation is better. Stop laughing at me, you fucking you high motherfucker.
You call me out, I'll call you out, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Hey, keeping everybody honest. It's cool. It's cool. It's nostalgic. It's the old school X-Men. It's better animation. A lot of the original voices are back. The story just continued from back in the day. It's just fun. It's an awesome nostalgic trip.
Is there a good long enough preface? Because it's been so long since I've seen.
One thing I like that he did is one of the mutants they included on his X-Men team is Morph, who is an X-Men member. But in this show, when he fights, he turns into so many other X-Men that they haven't put in the show. So in one show, you get like six other X-Men. That like in one time he turns into Archangel, Colossus, Psylocke. I mean, it's all during one fight. It's pretty cool. And you get to see those X-Men that aren't in the show. They don't have parts and stuff. So it's just a walk down memory lane. It's awesome. It's on Disney Plus.
Check it out. Your nostalgia boner. Oh yeah.
It really does. It really does. I do hate that he got rid of Rogue's ass. But you know, other than that, it's fine.
Well, they just like she doesn't have one anymore. Or they just
well, she
just
has
don't,
one.
They don't
it's,
show
it's not,
it.
It's not as prolific as it was in the fucking in the old school one. The titties are a little less titty, you know. It's
wow. Anyway, Oracle.
I know, right?
Nuclear war. Annie Jacob.
Yeah, this book just came out a couple days ago. Annie Jacobson. She's a writer that's written about a lot of like top secret government programs and super deep dives and whatnot. And basically this book is a play-by-play scenario of a nuclear war popping off and all of the mechanisms that take place in, you know, the White House and through all the disaster recovery and everything else. And I mean, she's really done some due diligence in terms of like the procedures, and they've actually Los Alamos has declassified some stuff for her to include in the book. And it's terrifying. It's fucking, it's crazy. It's insane, but that's kind of the point of, she just had an interview on Lex Fridman, kind of talking about this a little bit, but she really wanted to put out there, you know, this is what this could look like. And, yeah, I'm about halfway through it, and yeah, it's pretty scary. It's impressive though. Just the amount of detail.
What's sexy?
Yeah, the amount of detail that's actually there. I mean, I was listening to it all day today, and it's fucking just you can't look away or you can't stop listening. I've seen that a lot in the reviews. People are like, "Yeah, I just freaking burned through this in like one sitting or whatever," because it's freaking nuts. So she's done a great job, but. Yeah, pretty freaky with the whole nuclear situation. I mean, it's always been kind of freaky, and we've had that.
Yep, called that Cold War.
Yeah, but some people are saying that we're in more danger now than what we were during the Cold War, just because of the way things are going geopolitically right now. So. Check it out, Nuclear War, Annie Jacobson. I'm listening to the audiobook. She narrates the audiobook, and it's good. It's very good.
Awesome.
All right. Ashtray, 75% off at the Jazz Man.
Oh, yeah. So, Oracle, if you go to the our chat thread there, that picture spread, figured instead of putting him in here, man, it would have pissed Mystic off to fill his outline up with all these snazzy fucking pictures. But Jazzman has been a staple on State Street for probably well over 20 years, as long as I've lived in Madison, at least I can remember, early 2000s. They're consolidating. They've got a second store across the other street, and they came to our sign shop to get some 75% off. And basically, I got the tip off that, like, he basically did a soft, like, I'm just going to put the signs up, came and picked up today. He's like, I haven't even announced it on our, you know, social media. And so I, like, just skipped my lunch so I could leave work early. And go, basically got $400 worth of clothes for $100. And most importantly, two nice new dress shirts for the wedding season and that pair of dress shoes.
Yeah, those shoes look fancy.
Yeah, that's like $140 pair of shoes that I got for 75% off.
Nice.
Damn.
And a 9.5 size. That's like 9.5, 10. Like they go
tiny
like
feet.
That. 9, 10, like that's a that's a common shoe size that's hard to find. Imagine because all the good ones go right. Yes, for small feet people. Yes, I'm a poor, small-footed white man. Nonetheless, the size 10 goes fast. 9.5, even harder to find because I don't have insoles with those. Nonetheless, check out the Jazzman if you're in the Madison area. 75% off on their old storefront. If you're in old Madison, like. You'll know what I'm talking about.
If you're not, then we're just fucked.
Yeah, no. Nothing in your size, Teddy.
Then fuck you. All right. Now, hear me out.
Oh, shit.
You guys see that new Roadhouse movie at all?
I have not.
I've seen clips of... I was saying, I don't know if I have the stomach yet to like try. I've seen clips of it.
I kind of I want to know if Conor McGregor walks around like this the whole fucking movie.
Yes,
I hope he does.
He does.
That kind
he
of does. Like, that like this.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. I enjoyed the movie. The action. The true star of this movie are the cameramen because these motherfuckers filmed the way they filmed this shit was really cool. That being said. I've seen a lot of movies in my life. Conor McGregor is the worst actor I've ever seen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, that bad, huh?
Hands down.
Put all these fucking bikes in me way.
He's worse than Hulk Hogan?
Yes.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan wasn't that bad.
Hulk Hogan was a decent actor because he had to sell the shit in the ring. So, I mean, he was like a half.
You're right. You're right.
Conor McGregor and the last fight
Mike
in this
Tyson's
fucking
kind movie of
between him and Jake Gyllenhaal was fucking great, man. The fight was fucking great, but he doesn't say anything during the fight. You know, so like, it is like, dude, he is so bad.
How could he be that bad?
So about that fight scene that you're talking about.
Is it fun enough to watch? Like, yeah. Yes.
It's my what's sexy because
okay.
It kind of captures that cheesy ass B movie.
Because you had, yeah.
You know what?
Okay, yeah.
Because he's so hacky. You know what I mean? Like there are parts where he walks into rooms where I kind of expect like a sitcom like brow, brow, brow,
to
like,
yeah.
Like just what the fuck, man? But it's a good action flick. It's a good hour and a half or 2 hours or whatever it is of fucking Jake Gyllenhaal fucking smirking at people.
Right. That's the thing is like he's got to try to do that Patrick Swayze where he's just kind of like, he is.
So about that, like that last fight scene where he said he was quiet. Jake Gyllenhaal has been on talk shows to promote it and shit. And he was talking about how he, how in that scene, Conor McGregor helped him to be better in that scene to make it more realistic.
Oh, of course he's going to say that for the fucking interview. That makes Conor McGregor feel good about himself because he sucks.
One guy is used to hitting somebody and wanting to hit him. The other guy has to act like he has to hit him. And the guy who's used to punching somebody has to act like he's hitting them and not really hitting them. It's harder to not hit somebody than it is to hit somebody.
Yeah. And they made it look real.
Yeah. It's fucking, it's hard.
I thought it was a decent. I mean, it's not going to win fucking any awards. Yeah, sure. You know, like,
the slap scene made me want to watch the movie when he slaps those guys.
It was really cool, actually. slapped you.
Does this because in the original Roadhouse there was that that old guy with the mustache
like.
Is there a guy like that?
The elder, because it was like he was the famous road.
He was like the famous bouncer that everybody knew.
The famous bouncer, and then it's like he learned everything from the even more famous bouncer.
Right, right.
Did I send you guys the link to that?
Yeah,
fucking,
yeah.
Garrett, yeah.
Yeah.
No, there's no like elder statesman fucking dude
that shows up. That sucks. There should have been some like acknowledgement of that.
Nope.
What was
it's
it?
A different, it's I mean it's Sam not Elliot, you know yeah. a direct fucking correlated
he
thing.
He was young then sure. too.
I can't wait to hear your review of the new Crow coming out.
Oh, they're redoing the Crow, huh?
It's like bloody as fuck, to be honest with you. That goddamn trailer, dude. Anyway, that's it for the What's Sexy. Moving on to the Fuck What You Think. Oracle, ESPN Plus.
So this past Saturday night at 11 o'clock, I hit up Mystic. I'm like, hey, man, you want to watch the race? F1. It was in Australia. So watching the pre-race on fucking ESPN Plus, it's like, oh, well, race is about to start. Just go ahead and click on your ESPN Plus tab on your computer or navigate to it, and you just go over to the race. This is the way that it normally works. Go and do that. And it's like, sign in with your TV provider. What the fuck? What are you talking about? I'm on ESPN Plus. I pay for ESPN Plus. These races are on here normally. And it's after fucking around with it, you know, Mystic tried it, and apparently it's because it was on ESPN2 and it wasn't being played on ESPN Plus. I don't know why that particular race was like that, because all the other ones have been on ESPN Plus. So then we're fucking around trying to get things going. We sign up for a free trial of YouTube TV. Almost. I forget because I've been in a drunken state at that time. Almost fucking forget about that. I wonder if they do it for that reason, for people to forget about fucking their trial that they set up with YouTube TV. But it's like, it's all the messaging and everything was like, oh yeah, this is on ESPN Plus. Don't worry about it. And then it's not. It's like, well, what the fuck? What's going on? Why is this particular race not on here? So yeah, pretty annoying.
And you got circled right into it.
Yeah,
you couldn't not watch it.
Yeah, I couldn't. It was a good race. I'm glad I did watch it because Max Verstappen, who's absolutely dominating every race, he actually got out. His car failed on him, so he wasn't racing. The other Red Bull had kind of a slight failure or whatever. So it was an actual, like, good race. And Carlos Sainz,
not
the guy...
Not just overwhelmed by the top dog.
Yeah, and the guy who had his appendix removed like 10 days prior actually won the fucking race, which was pretty impressive.
It even more of a sweetheart win.
Yeah. I've had my appendix removed.
His appendix is in that jar being like, I knew you could do it.
Yeah,
I knew.
Shit.
Driving a fucking F1 car with how many G's going around a turn.
I know, right? While you're still stapled up.
Yeah, so fuck that shit. It's ridiculous. Like, put something on there and say, hey, this isn't on fucking ESPN Plus.
Right.
Please.
All right. Teddy, fucking Nintendo.
Fucking Nintendo. So I ordered a modded Switch. I used to mod shit back in the day. All these consoles right here modded. My Dreamcast, all these are modded. I haven't done it in like a decade. So I got back into it with the Switch. I fucked my first Switch up because the custom firmware has to match the official firmware or they don't work. And I accidentally updated my Switch the last time because I thought the custom firmware was out. So I bought a new modded Switch, and as I was modding that one, I knew everything about it. I was correcting my shit, and then it says, "Hey,
talk bad about his mama. What'd you do?"
The first time I fucked it up because I upgraded the official firmware before I upgraded the custom firmware. Mm. So you upgrade the custom first, then you upgrade the official. So I bought a new one and I did it and I did everything the right way. And as I'm going to update the official firmware, which is supposed to be at 17.0, the morning that I do this, Nintendo releases 18.0.
Oh no!
So I do the update.
Amateur mistake.
It's supposed to go to 17, and it goes to 18, and then the Switch is broken, and I'm like, what the fuck, bro? And it turns out Nintendo released that shit the morning I did it.
Wow!
And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? So the new Switch I bought is broken.
Damn, dude! Can you just take that back and say that it was
well,
busted?
Here's the thing. My original switch that I broke was broken because I took it from 16 to 17 when 17, the custom firmware for 17 wasn't ready. So I was able to fix that one, which is what I've been fucking with for a while.
So that one works now.
Right. But I can't fix the other one until the custom firmware updates to 18. It's only at 17 right now. So until the hackers and modders and shit come over.
I don't worry myself with this shit anymore.
But it's kind of fun though.
You could do it for me. Send me one of those. I'll do it for you.
I did it for a living. Dude, I used to mod Xboxes and PSPs and
PS2. I'm glad someone still has fun with that.
I mean, back in the day. So, I mean, it's But it's just frustrating that I was going to fix both of them. Mm-hmm. And then I broke the newest one because I'm going to sell it.
Bricked them both.
Yeah. One was already broke. Yeah. But I was able to fix both those. I actually did fix both those bricks. And then because I updated the newest one I bought, it bricked it again. I was like, you motherfucker.
Son of a bitch.
because they updated to 18 and it's fucking annoying.
And they didn't give you the memo. Son.
So when custom firmware comes out with 18, I'm going to have a Switch here for sale with a terabyte hard drive and about 100 games on it.
Nice.
For about three. If you know anybody who wants it. Holla at your boy, Teddy.
All right.
Get him. Buy his bricks.
They're not bricked anymore. I know how to unbrick them.
Okay. Up next is me. Fuck your pay gap, bitch. That's all I gotta say.
So
there's this big story now about because that Caitlin Clark chick. You guys don't follow college basketball.
Oh no.
Yeah, oh yeah,
$5 million to pay.
Oh, Caitlin Clark's been all over the regular news. So
she's going to be the first pick in the draft, which means that her salary will be $76,000.
Right.
Oh my God.
Yes.
1%, which is less than 1% of what like someone in the NBA would make.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm sick and tired of hearing people complain about it.
Yeah, I am too.
Less than 1%. Watch the WNBA.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you get paid according to how popular the shit
revenue.
Is.
Yeah, yeah, the revenue, yeah. Dude, Bill Burr has a... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
So I'm just fucking sick and tired
of... pure economics. Shut up, feminist, is what you're saying.
Well, it is.
It is, I agree, yeah.
$1 million when the whole team barely makes three a year?
Yeah. No, well, that's fair.
Yeah. Dude, the thing is... regardless of that complaint, is like that's $75,000. That is like put all those range of salary numbers out, and I'm sure it is like that much disparaging across the board. But you're saying it's like the entire league of the WNBA is paid shit.
It is the Supermax contract for like.
But they do it because they love it.
The Supermax contract for NBA players is like $300 million. Or something like that. The Supermax contract for a WNBA player is like $100,000.
Oof, $100,000. Yeah, $75,000 and $100,000. That's not much difference. It's only $25,000 more a year.
Dude, Bill Burr. I'm going to see these guys get. Bill Burr has a bit about this, and he's like, "We gave you the league; it's subsidized. All you got to do is watch and show up."
$75,000. That like will let you live single and comfortable in Madison here.
Yeah, nobody.
Madison.
Wow. You know, these teams aren't in Madison though.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So
yeah.
What I'm saying is they're in New York and they're still not getting enough people to come watch.
You can't live on $75,000 in New York.
Then don't play professional basketball. I don't know what to tell you.
If she doesn't, so she got, I thought you were talking about the
so you're saying they should all just give up.
Well,
do it so they
she
love
got,
it.
She got offered by Ice Cube. She got offered $5 million.
Who got offered $5 million?
Caitlin Clark did to play in the Big Three League.
What's the big three league?
What's the big
three? It's Ice Cube's basketball league. It's three on three.
Oh, that's still going?
Yeah, it's still going. Yeah.
Really?
I'm glad it's still going. It's pretty much older NBA players and NBA players that got out of the league. I mean, like Greg Oden plays in it and shit.
Yeah, it's a kind of a very small, right. Compact version.
Right, but she got offered $5 million. Yeah. And when he did that, I kind of believe he's trying to turn it into NBA Street, like a real-life NBA Street type of shit. But if she doesn't take that money to play for 2 or 3 years, she's a fucking moron if she goes to WNBA.
That's pretty interesting. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, because she's not going to take her fucking 12 years.
She's going to be making. She's probably going to make that off of endorsements.
Endorsements, yeah, I get that. Yeah.
She holds the record for college basketball scoring, like in a single season,
male or female.
Male or female, which is
okay. Pistol Pete did it in 3 years, and he didn't have a 3-point line.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, right. You can circle jerk that all you want.
I'm just saying, I'll circle jerk it all day, bro. All
right. Anyway,
I'm gonna pistol Pete this.
Get more people to watch your sport, and then they can pay you more. I don't know what to
say. Yeah, I mean,
it
sucks that they make more under the table in college than they do at the professional level.
Right. Yeah.
It's fucking retarded.
Right. Trey, the war at Stanford.
This article here from the Atlantic, which it's actually written by Theo Baker, who he's like still I don't know how old he is. Like he's got to be in his early 20s still, because he's like he wrote for whatever the Stanford newspaper is. But he kind of became famous because he the Stanford Daily. He wrote this article that exposed like one of their professors who had all this like these published papers that like. He kind of like wasn't doing his due diligence of like checking all the his data and shit, and like caused a whole ruffle, right? Like this fucking 20-year-old reporter like ruins this renowned guy's career in Stanford, and like the he now has this whole article about like his time there on the campus during the how it split the campus with the Hamas and Gaza and Israel war, mm-hmm. and how they were having these, like, the university didn't know how to, like, address it because they wanted, like, they're all, oh, we're all about free speech. But then it's like, how much free speech can you handle when it's like the whole article begins with this guy being like, yep, President Biden should be killed. Like, I don't think it should be. I'm not saying it should be a terrorist, but I'd be happy if Biden was dead. Like, I'm not saying a vigilante should do it, but like, he's guilty of mass murder. You know, and it's like there's the whole article follows this like escalation to where everything Stanford would do to try to be like, listen, we condemn what Hamas did, and this is all bad, but we are taking the neutral side. And it's like, either you're pissing off one side or the other. They've gotten so, and it's like all these, and there's this author writes, and he's at that age too, where he's like, we all are here because we got so good at like being good, right? Like, we know how to gamify the system, and all of a sudden now we're, like, gamifying the morality of this fucking international crisis and war and creating this dynamic that we're, like, at each other's throats and no one can win on campus. And also people, genuine, like, the actual, like, Jewish students, you know, are like, I don't feel safe. What the fuck?
Well, yeah, weren't people, like deaf to Jews and shit?
Oh, yeah, like, they're basically calling for, like, the extermination of Israel. Jesus. These Palestinian camps. And it got to the point, too, where there was, like, a storm. Like, when you read the, it's a good article. And also, it's impressive that, like, how young this writer is. But, like, his capture of how there's, like, this this like pathway through the campus, and there's like the Palestinian tents over here and the Israeli and Jewish tents over here. And I'm most of the time it's kind of like, yeah, they'd be kind of friendly or whatever. But then like when it get real heated debate time, there'd be shouting at each other across this like sidewalk on the campus and fighting. And then I guess this fuck off storm came, right? So bad that was like, unfortunately, all the Jewish pro-Israeli members were at an anti-Semitic anti-Semitism like conference or whatever, you know, in one of the buildings, and this big fuck off storm comes through, and it's like Mother Nature's like, I don't give a fuck what either of y'all think. But because they weren't out there to hold their tent down, the storm blew their tent away, and then the Palestinian side basically went over and took their area where they for months had like this kind of like staked out zone of protest. For months, the Palestinians came and took all the Jewish.
Oh my god!
The campus also, because they did. I mean, both sides had filed their like proper, like, we're going to have a protest space here, paperwork, or whatever. And of course, so the people on the pro-Israel side of the camp who lost their tent because they were at the anti-Semitism rally in another building were like, well, we had a permit. And the campus was like, well, they did have a permit. And the pro-Palestinians are like, we're not going to cede any of this land.
Oh my god.
I shit you not, to the point where Stanford finally had to grow a pair of balls and be like, you know what? Stanford has actually been ignoring this kind of like clause where it's like you can't have a permanent encampment. Like you kind of just like you can't be homeless and camping
right
completely overnight. But in the wake of like trying to allow and support free speech, you know, in of these issues. With after the Hamas attack on October 7th, they ignored that entire rule this entire time. And they basically said, well, since that storm really showed how things can get fucked up, everything's got to go.
There you go.
They finally cleared out those camps. But it's definitely a good fucking read. And seeing the absurdity of how these young 20-somethings are like, how they just want to see how it's just pure black and white.
Well, they're all voting. You heard about that undeclared shit, right?
Oh yeah, the for the delegates or whatever against Biden.
Yeah,
so like, yeah, say like because of your support of Israel.
Yeah, so basically they're not voting because of Biden's support of Israel.
Now is that just the primary though, the Democratic primary part?
Yeah, but you know that shit's gonna fucking overflow. You know that basically they're gonna hand the fucking election to Trump. And it's going to get worse for their cause, because
oh yeah, if they let Trump win,
it's fucking. He wants Israel to talk and do what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like that's like Biden's at least like, come on now, can we get a ceasefire and get some hostages back? You know, guys, like what? How about we do this a little differently? Trump would be like, what do you guys need? Just fucking tear him out, you know?
Oh yeah, fucking old Jared Kushner will go in there,
right? It's yeah, just they're guys, so fucking years. Stupid. They're fucking.
They'll have Elon Musk make some nuclear powered corkscrew thing that will go down and tear up all the Hamas tunnels. Maybe they'll save some hostages. Probably be a lot of them screwed up.
All right. Cool.
That did, huh? I don't think that'll work after. But in all seriousness, go fuck yourself, Baltimore. That's our show. We're going to be here every Thursday night.
Baltimore.
Make sure you join the conversation at theredeyereport.com or facebook.com/theredeyereport. Like us, share us, or fuck us. We're down for whatever. I'm Mystic.
I'm Oracle.
This is Ashtray.
And I'm motherfucking Teddy.
Boom. Got to kick Oracle. Baltimore Oracle. While they're down.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Baltimore. Oh man, Baltimore, you're sitting there with all those ships just waiting to get in. Come on, man.